Pastor Michael, we're in a season discussing questions on heaven and hell. Today's question is, are there different levels of punishment in hell?
Thank you for the slow pitch softball question here on this one. All right. So when people think about this, they do think Dante's Inferno, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not in the Bible, okay? Nor is it probably like an accurate reflection of what is in scripture, although there are aspects of it that are fair and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But most people don't realize that like that writing has actually formed so much of how people view hell. Let's give a really simple answer and then let's kind of break it down. The answer is most definitely, yes, there are different degrees of punishment in hell. Mm. And our question is always this, what does the scripture say about it? So as we form a biblical theology of this, let's like go back to the word and ground ourselves there, okay? So the intent of a person's will, the extent to which they choose to sin corresponds to the depth of punishment. Mm. Okay, there we go. So here's kind of the first idea. So Jesus explicitly speaks of greater and lesser judgment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Matthew chapter 11, he is casting judgment on cities. And so this is a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. But he says, woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. He says, if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, by the way, Old Testament, evil, evil cities. Tyre and Sidon, was the origin and metaphor that were primarily used of Satan. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just the king of Tyre was a Satan.
That's right.
So evil places, and here's what he says, those evil places would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Mm. And here's the deal. If they had seen what I had seen, they were better than you. The most evil places, they would have repented. But you saw the power of God in Jesus. And here's what it says. It will be more bearable on that day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And then he talks about Capernaum, who also rejected Jesus. And he says, I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom. I mean, the land of Sodom is one of the most evil places on the planet where actually like children are raping visiting men with their fathers, right? It's a vile place. So, but he says it's going to be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Sodom than for them. Now, what's interesting is number one, you do see that he's implying that like hell's going to be worse for some people than others. Mm. But here's the difference. Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have Jesus with them. So what he's also acknowledging is that the level to which you have been exposed to Jesus increases your level of accountability for what you do or do not do on earth. There's a couple of layers to this.
Yeah.
So greater accountability, greater knowledge, right, equals greater judgment. The more you know is the more you reject and the greater you'll be judged for that, okay? There's also another principle here, which kind of just flows from this, but knowledge increases responsibility. It's very important. Mm-hmm. So Luke chapter 2 or 12 says this, the servant who knew his father's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. Mm. It's a parable, but he's giving a parable of hell. But the one who did not know, and this is striking, they did not know, and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. And Jesus is explicit. The punishment is based on knowledge.
Yeah.
That's really important.
So there's an element here of like ignorance does mean that there's a different level of accountability. And so if you are ignorant, you just don't know what you don't know, then there's a different level.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And so, I mean, this gets, the more you think about the subject, the more kind of complex it gets. Let's just keep going a little deeper here. All right. Judgment. And this is so no doubt, but when you kind of put all this together, so it's a put together a bigger picture. Judgment is according to your deeds, to what you have done. Mm. Romans 2 says, because of your hard, independent heart, this is interesting, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed, and he will render to each one according to his works. And so judgment is personal. Judgment is measured, and it corresponds to your deeds. Mm. And this is interesting. He's talking about like people store wrath, all right? And these are very intentional. They're not just like metaphors. These are intentional words chosen to help people understand. Like the more you rebel against God's word, the greater the wrath and hell. And so
it's being like added to your account. It's like it's like continuing to increase debts, if you will.
Yep.
Not necessarily using those words, but
Well, the principle is that every sin will be paid for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the principle. Like, God will not leave one sin in all of human history undealt with, unaddressed, and unjustified.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we say at Village Church is your sin will be paid for either by you in hell or Jesus on the cross. Mm-hmm. So this is your choice. It's going to be dealt with, right?
Yep.
Every one of them. And so if you lived a life of, you know, 95 years of perpetual and complete rebellion against God, versus somebody who maybe at 25, you know, like maybe was a little bit better person, they're probably going to have different experiences of judgment. Now, Dante's Inferno, you get like levels and degrees. And I'm not saying that there's like, I don't know what this looks like. It's sort of like when we talk about rewards in heaven, I don't quite understand all of it. I just know that it's real.
Yeah.
And that I would rather not have extreme punishment. I would rather not store up wrath for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hell stinks no matter how you slice it, but like it's not as intense for everybody.
Yeah.
According to scripture.
Okay.
Here's what doesn't change. Hell is real. Hell is punishment. Hell is terrible for everyone, but it's not as terrible for everyone in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's objectively terrible.
Yeah.
But some have it worse than.
But there are degrees. There's different.
It would.
Yeah.
I can't get away that every single person is judged according to their deeds. So there's a storing up of wrath.
Mm-hmm.
There is, in the same way, correspondingly, we talked about rewards in heaven. You have this idea that every good deed will be rewarded individually.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything will be rewarded.
Yep.
And so you do have this very detailed judgment. Right, on the good and the bad,
yeah,
and everything gets judged accordingly and rewarded or punished accordingly.
Yeah, which I think for me personally, and probably for a lot of people, is actually a really comforting and encouraging thing, mm-hmm. even though it sounds hard, because at our core, we want to know that things are going to be dealt with to the measure that they should be.
Ooh,
and that there is a really comparable, proportional consequence for every deed.
Yeah.
And so like it actually makes me feel like more confident in God's justice, mm-hmm. that like these things will be dealt with, the good too, and the different levels of good and the bad.
Yeah.
And that's actually like, because for somebody to be like, well, I only did one thing wrong, and one thing, even though obviously they did a lot more things wrong, like rejecting Jesus, but maybe
and they're not prideful
with just ignorance. Yeah. Rejecting Jesus with just ignorance, or, you know, they feel like they didn't have a lot of opportunities, versus someone who's just truly evil by any measure in the world, like how we measure world standards of evil. And it feels like that's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you reject Jesus, what's fair is spending an eternity away from him, because that's the way he's designed it. But there's a difference in the potentially the severity of what that looks like, but it's still the same length. It's not like it's changing the duration of it. But I think that actually makes a lot of sense. And like the fact that there's going to be judgment for every deed, to me is actually like a really encouraging thing.
Yeah. There's like this, some Christians have it in their brains that, every single thing someone does that's not a Christian, will get more and more and more wrath stored up. It's just constant sin. And yes, it's true that everything without faith is sin. And if you don't have faith, then wait. But there is also this reality that non-Christians have a will. They have the freedom to make decisions, and they can choose to do what they know is good and right. Or they can choose, even if their motivations aren't great, right?
Yep.
They have the ability to choose to do good things, if you will. At least good on a human level.
Yeah.
At least good
in
a way that's consistent with their conscience. At least good that's consistent with the way that the world was made, what they know is right and wrong. They can be consistent with that.
Yeah.
And there are people who choose a unusual level of consistency, even though they reject God, even though they reject the gospel, and even though they are sinners. There are people who do choose an unusual level of consistency with general revelation, with their conscience, with the moral code that they've been given, and they do that until the day they're dead.
Yep.
But they also hate Jesus.
Mm.
So they're not going to be in heaven, but there is a sense at which they did use the will that they were given to be consistent with the moral code imprinted on their soul.
Yeah.
And then some people don't. Some people they store up wrath for themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's I think a good phrase to use, storing up wrath, that we probably don't use a lot, but totally biblical. And like that, I think, brings like a lot of light and sheds a lot of light on this subject specifically. So
it'd be funny to go to like your childhood bully and be like, you stored up a lot of wrath.
You'd be like, what?
What are you talking about?
As always, thank you, Pastor Michael, for equipping us and training us.